Man of the year, man of the year, man of the year.
Welcome to the number one friendship podcast in the country. I'm Aaron Cairo.
I'm Matt Ritter.
Make sure to go to manoftheyearpodcast.com to grab merch and visit our YouTube channel to watch these podcasts. It's all in the show notes. Matt, do you remember a few months ago?
Yes.
I was doing some sort of movie project. I need to do a quick contract. I didn't want to involve my real lawyer because that would have just taken forever. You are a disgraced former lawyer.
Correct.
And I was like, hey, man, you think you just give this a quick? That's the worst. I hate when the people use quick. Maybe just a quick look-see over of this contract.
Bane of my existence.
How often do you get that?
Bane. It wouldn't be the bane if it didn't happen frequently. If it happened only every couple of years, it would not be called the bane of my existence.
So, and you happily did it, and I really appreciated it. Of course, it's coming from your best friend. We do shit all the time. But I want to talk about favors. I want to talk about favors, doing favors, asking for favors, paying for favors. And so let's, with friends, obviously, let's use this as an example. Do you never like when people ask you? Is it always annoying? Do you not care? Are you sometimes, what's the word when you're like, oh, I appreciate that. Like, what is it? What's it called when it makes you feel, oh, like I have like a skill.
Right, right. Feeling appreciated. Yeah. So I'll have to say this because I have done it many times for people and I will do it. It's one of those things that overall, at this point, I'm just like, don't ever ask me.
Oh, shit.
Just because I don't really feel that I'm in a position. I don't do this regularly. And so if it's a contract, like I don't want to be in a position where somebody's now relying on my legal expertise, which is rusty as all hell.
You know? Were you annoyed when I asked you?
No, it's less. I mean, I'm saying it's less that I'm annoyed. It's more that like, I just don't really want to put myself and you in a position where it's like, if this is something that's important, you really shouldn't be sending it to me.
Right. Right. And do you say that to people?
Sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, just so you know,
right,
I haven't practiced in 14 years.
Yeah. And when I did, I didn't do this.
Well, yes, it's always like, hey, my tenant, you know, is telling me, my landlord is telling me I got to get out. I'm like, I did $1 billion deals, asshole.
Okay, here it goes. Yeah. Here it goes. He was humble for a minute.
The number one law firm in the world, but I'll help you with your landlord-tenant dispute if that's what you think I did.
And do you ever feel like appreciated? Like,
oh, no, I do. Listen, I mean, honestly, I don't care that much. You know me, I'm not like someone who's easily bothered by this stuff.
Yeah.
So I do it. Most of the time I just do it.
Yeah.
But when you said we wanted to do an episode about this, I was like, oh, I guess I should think about how I really feel because I am a pleaser.
Yeah, you grin and bear it.
Right.
You grin
I've never complained about this publicly ever.
Wow. Yeah.
So I don't want to come off like, oh, yeah, I'm complaining about it. But if we're talking about this for the purpose of getting people to realize that, hey, maybe you shouldn't always be saying yes to things, or maybe there are some things you should be saying yes to, let's get into it.
Yeah. Well, I also think, I assume I'm correct that you would never charge anybody.
No.
Like, this is something you just do as a favor.
Right.
And there's got to be a level of friendship.
So are we now getting into the criteria of the ask? Because I get the ask from mere acquaintances.
I mean, I would just say no.
I used to get it from comedians all over the country. So it was like the de facto, like, oh, comedians don't know that many lawyers, but they know Matt.
Right.
Comedian who used to be a lawyer, just barraged with like, hey, can you take a quick look at this thing? I'm like, dude, this is a talent contract for a production company. You don't want like a lawyer that you're actually going to be working with for this. And they're like, no, I trust you.
Right. Because sometimes these people don't, they just want somebody to look at.
Right.
And
yeah.
If something egregious.
By the way, this happens all the time. I mean, this happens all the time, not just to me. This is something that happens all the time. People go, who do I know who has this skill?
Right.
And who can I just, you know, float it to? And it's not going to be a big deal. They're thinking, I don't have to spend any money. I don't have to be inconvenienced.
Right.
So I'm going to put all that on somebody else.
Do you think there's a distinction between advice and a favor? Forget about the legal stuff for a second.
Yes. Yeah, because I think it's okay to be like, can I get your 2 cents?
Right.
I mean, if that's your friend, like, role too, I think look, I could see both sides of it too. Because as I said, I've grinned and bared it, and I've done this probably dozens and dozens of times for friends.
Yeah.
And it's fine. For me, it's fine. But if we're just talking about this more generally of like, should you be doing it? I think about whether this person is somebody that you feel close enough to put your energy into.
Do you ask for a lot of favors?
No, but I started thinking that in general, you know, we've talked about this, like if you don't ask, you don't get.
Right.
You know, and if you need help with things, don't be afraid to ask people for help.
I remember that because of my tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Ask, baby.
Sometimes I'll touch it and be like, well, just ask.
And just ask. I don't ask for a lot of favors. I definitely don't ask. Do you?
I mean, we don't have a lot of helpful friends. That was a joke, everybody. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm winking. Listen, it's funny talking about legal stuff. We've just went to our buddy Jeff.
Yeah, that was a favor.
For multiple lengthy conversations.
And I'm a lawyer and I asked him for that.
Right. And he marked up a contract for us.
And I think it's funny because, you know, you could think of, oh man, these people are always asking me. And then I think a lot of people don't think about how many favors they ask for.
Oh, right.
I think people only actually look at one side of the ledger.
Right.
They're like, man, this guy's asking, who have you asked favors for? And it's because it's not always symmetrical, like the person you ask favors for are asking you. I think it's more paying it forward.
Yeah, it's like a human centipede.
It's a human centipede of favors.
Yeah. Jeff, I also feel like, first of all, one of our best friends, I would have no problem asking him to do that again. I think I don't want to say he enjoyed it.
Yeah. I tried to be.
No, but I'm saying like, and I don't want to say.
I'm a lawyer. I know that that's not true.
Okay. Let me rephrase. He loves us. We love him. I think he wanted to help.
Yes. I think he did want to help.
Yeah.
I think he wanted to look out for us as a friend. And I think that's a little different.
Right.
Because we were like, hey, we have, you know, lawyers, but we wanted to get your second opinion. We value you.
Right.
And we just want to make sure we're not, you know, walking into anything that could really affect us. And he did that out of friendship, but I still consider it a favor.
Yeah.
Not that I keep tallies on favors, though. And I think you shouldn't really be doing that.
Did you ever go, Theo?
Well, I was just going to ask what Cairo's friendship spreadsheet looks like these days.
That's a good question. Do you have a favor spreadsheet?
I don't have a
favor. Wow, no favor spreadsheet?
What's the point of a spreadsheet?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think. Do people ask me? I don't know if people ask me for favors that much. I mean, it's usually reading a script.
Right. So that's our big common one. I do. I always grin and bear that.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
One time, only once have I ever said no, and I still regret it to JMC.
Mm.
I was doing something. I was in the thick of something.
I'm sure I've dropped the ball on a few of them
because
I get busy. You have to ask me twice. If I didn't get to it, you got to ask me again.
Oh, no. Like, I do within 48 hours.
Well, that's a guy who's got too much time on his hands.
But Jeremy, does he still listen?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, sorry. I owe you one script read because I turned you down that one time when it was just a busy thing.
And I ask people to read too, but I don't consider those even favors too. Again, like I don't really think about it that way.
Part of our business.
Yeah. But it's also just part of friendship, you know, and we're all in this thing together, you know?
Okay. So then here's where things get messy. This is the inspiration for this pod was a New York Times, article. The article is titled, How Do You Charge a Friend for a Professional Favor? So at some point, you have to be charging people. And how do you decide when and how and who and what?
Before I get into the article, I just want to go, the best way would be like to establish up front, if you want my help, I charge $200 an hour for this.
Yes. Now, you're not going to do that for everybody, presumably.
Right.
I mean, also, the favor asker needs to like have some fucking awareness.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't send you a 50-page contract.
Right. But I disagree with that entirely because I think that's why I got bombarded with one-page contracts.
Right.
People don't realize a one-page contract could take up 10 hours of mental space.
Yeah. I mean, feels like it shouldn't take up 10 hours.
We've now been mired in multiple 2-page contracts.
Right, but I just wanted you to take a quick look. Come on.
There's no such thing as a quick look for a lawyer. That's the thing.
Right.
And it's also this idea that when people go, oh, it's only 2 seconds of your time. It's like, no, I studied for years. You know, that whole like adage. You know, it's like, no, when you ask a doctor to take a look, they don't do it for free. Even when you go into the doctor's office and it's 30 seconds and they go, you're fine. They're like, why are you charging me? They go, I'm charging you for the 20 years experience I have to know in 30 seconds right. that it's fine.
Let's go to doctors for a second, because we're friends with doctors. You know, I have an obsession with doctors, love doctors. What about showing them your shit?
We do that a lot. I was going to ask which profession do you think is asked for the most favors? Is it lawyers or doctors?
Lawyers or doctors.
I think those are the top two. I'm
trying to think, who else would you ask favors for? A mechanic?
Yeah, that would be.
But then you would never ask them to do it for free.
I don't think so, right? I don't think you would.
But you'd be like, is this a problem? What do you think about this rattling?
Yeah. Right, right.
You would do that if you had a friend who was a mechanic, probably. But I think it's doctors or lawyers. And I think it's probably doctors. Hey, would you just take a look at this for me?
Yeah, because we're in a business where we have a lot of contracts. Normal people aren't fucking have one-pager contracts.
By the way, but there's also not a contract to look at for a doctor. You could just go up to them with your body. I'm saying, like, that's why I think they're the most favors, because there's no, like, thing you have to show. Yes. I don't have to show you my car. You just look at my armpit.
Right.
You
know? I'm agreeing with you. And, you know, I'll say the doctors that we know, I think they're fine with it. But again, I only ask my best friends. I don't ask.
Right. But I think they get bombarded, just because I know that I've been bombarded, not just by close friends.
But also, God, see, I feel like I'm mitigating the favors when it's not me doing it. If I'm at a party and I'm like, something wrong with my wrist, I mean, it's 90 seconds.
Again, I totally disagree.
Yes, I know they went to school forever, but now you can do it.
And maybe that's why doctors do it a lot. And maybe it is different. That's the difference between doctors and lawyers. It's just that it is only 30 seconds.
It would be the equivalent of someone who would say, can you look at this joke and it's one sentence? I'd be like, sure.
Right. I suppose. But I think the lawyer thing does take up it's a lot more complex than it seems like it would take up time.
You're right. I'm going to backtrack that. You're going to backtrack.
I want to hear about the article.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So do you have another?
I was just going to say, as a man who's constantly surrounded by doctors.
Your girlfriend's a doctor.
Yeah, how do they feel about it?
Yeah, they just tend to feel pretty good about it. Like, I feel like whenever they're asked, they're not like, oh my God, another question. They're pretty receptive to it. But I guess there is, like, for example, if what you have, they say, oh, it's no big deal, and then you're dead 2 weeks later.
Right. Right. Well, that's what I was saying about the lawyer right. thing. Like, I don't want to be obligated for you to be dead because you signed a bad contract.
So this article is about paying your friends for favors, okay? Sometimes, or many times, you know, like, we have a friend who's a graphic designer. We pay her. We were never going to ask her to do that for free.
No.
But I don't know. We do ask your wife to do stuff for free.
He did the music for free.
He
could have offered to pay him there.
So that is also part of it. Sometimes offering is an insult.
An insult?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Yes. Okay, put it this way. Let's say someone asked me to read a script. I'll say, all right. And then they're like, you know, if you want, I can pay you like $100.
All right. It's like, get the fuck out of my face.
Right. Because you could never really value it.
Right. Right. Again, it's tricky. Right. Okay. So I just want to hear this article. I want to get into this.
Well, it's a conversation. First of all, the conversation of how do you let your friend know that you're charged for
front
this?
Right away.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, you have to be firm, polite.
Yep. Yeah.
They also suggest giving friend discounts, which I think is pretty good.
Okay.
Like, if your whole business is your friends, well, you can't do that.
Yeah. I like that. Actually, most of my friends do that, I think.
Friend discounts, yes. And they also talk about bartering. And bartering can be fraught because it's like, you can't really.
So I totally am against that.
Yeah.
Because again, I don't think it should be tit for tat.
Right.
It's like, I think it's more pay it forward.
Right.
It's like, you need a favor from somebody, great. What I don't like is a term that I'm just came up with, favor collectors.
Favor collectors.
Favor collectors.
Okay.
These people who do you the favor with it in their mind, like, I'm going to call in that shit later.
So when they say, I owe you one, the people actually.
I just think there's people out there with that mindset of like, when they're doing the favor, they're thinking about, oh, I got that one in the pocket, you know? They're like a real Bush League version of the, you know, Corleone family. Like, one day you'll be called upon to move a mattress for me.
Yeah. But what's the problem with that?
Because you shouldn't have that mindset, I don't think. I think if you're going to do a favor, you're just doing it out of kindness or out of friendship. I don't think you should be looking at it as a,
do people do that? I've never even heard of that.
Yeah. No, I just think a lot of people do that.
Well, let's say I asked you to help me move, which I would never do.
Yeah.
But.
Well, we're too old.
We're too
That's
old.
That's for 20s.
Well, let's say I asked millennial Theo to move. And then he does. And then 5 years later, he's moving. I mean, he's probably going to call me.
Yeah.
Is that a problem?
No, I suppose not.
Oh, okay. So suppose the not. Favorite collector.
Well, no, but if he did it in that moment thinking like, oh, I'm going to be able to do this later, right. You know, because he did it for me. I just don't like that mentality.
Yeah. I just never heard of anyone having that mentality.
I just think a lot of people do.
Yeah, but based on what?
Do you think people have that mentality? Favorite collector?
Not really, because unless you use it in like the next month or two, you kind of like forget, you know, but
nah. I do.
Yeah. Not if you have the spreadsheet. Yeah. But I do agree that like if someone asks me to move when I'm moving, it's like, oh yeah, well, I helped him. So.
Right. So now you have to help me.
So I want to talk about charging again, because, and back to my scenario where like people sort of were doing something for you and then you offer to pay, because I had a very impactful moment. Do you remember 15 years ago, I had a website?
Yes.
Ruminations.com. So this producer Theo was barely born. So I had this website.
How old do you think I am? We need to.
21.
No, it came out and you were 12.
Yeah.
It was kind of a Reddit type, you know, humor website, Twitter. People could submit jokes and it was, and you could sort of vote them up and down. But there was like a moderation system. So everything sort of had to be approved. So people can post inflammatory stuff, whatever. And I had a few fans who were like, we love this. We love you. Like, can we help you with the site? And they basically became my volunteer community.
I remember this.
Moderators. And they were so helpful. And this went on for a while. And I became friends with them and I still am. And then at one point, it was like, okay, the site is blowing up. This is like too much for us to handle. And I'm like, all right, why don't I start paying you guys? I'm like, I can't like hire you, but like,
right,
you know, send $100 bucks a month and whatever. And as soon as I started paying them anything, it went completely off the rails, because they're like, why am I doing this for $100 a month? Like this is way more work than that. They were happier doing it for free.
Wow.
And there's some economic principle. I actually tried to Google it last night. I couldn't figure it out, because they're doing it for a reason.
Right.
And then once you price it, right?
So some people are doing the favor because they just like doing it, or because they were hoping to get something more out of it.
No, it's the former.
They just like doing it.
Well, they like doing it. They appreciate it. Like,
but the second you turn it into an economic situation, it changes the whole dynamic.
Yes.
Right. It goes from favor to work relationship.
Yes. So even if you're grin and bearing these contracts, you're doing them, but as soon as someone says, I'll pay you, unless they're going to pay you
a reactual rate,
it
becomes a whole different dynamic.
Exactly. Like, well, $200
becomes even more fraud.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So that's why sometimes you shouldn't offer to pay. Like, you have that decision.
Right.
Tough.
That's interesting. I mean, I never offered. I don't think we offered to pay for like things that are like favor. And I don't ask for money when it's like, hey, can you do me a favor?
Right. But again, you know, I'm saying Kate is our graphic designer.
But we knew that was a job.
Right.
You know, it's clearly work. That's her profession.
Right.
I mean, I just generally think like if it's your profession, it's
See, that's interesting, because that's not your profession anymore. Not saying it makes it any better or worse, but that's like, I never thought about that. Yeah. That's Kate's profession.
Yep.
See, the thing is,
maybe that's why it makes it easier for people to ask me.
Right.
Because they think it's like, oh, whatever. He's not like doing it right now hourly, so who cares?
Right.
Don't even need to.
Like, do you think Jeff gets a lot of people asking him to look at this one pager? Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah. Should we go to a listener question?
Yeah.
Asking for a friend.
All right, this is Asking for a Friend. Guys, if you have a friendship question or ethical dilemma, send it to us on Instagram, Man of the Year Podcast, and we will answer it on the show. Okay, Matt, this is a Matt special. Call this a Ritter special.
Mm.
Involves friendship and money.
Mm.
Hey, Caro and Matt, love the pod. I have an Asking for a Friend segment question. Help. I recently completed a graphic design. Well, this is not Kate. Imagine it was Kate. It's not Kate. Okay. I didn't even realize this. I recently completed a graphic design job for a friend who initially promised to pay me for my services. However, I've asked for payment several times and it's been some time, but I've yet to receive it.
Oh, God.
I value our friendship, but obviously I also believe in fair compensation for my work. How do I address this and without straining our friendship and ensuring that I get paid? What do I do?
Oof.
First of all, fuck this person who said that I hate when people don't pay.
Oh, it causes so much tension.
Yeah.
Oh, I had this a few times. I had this one where I think it was like a bachelor party or something, and somebody just like never paid me their share.
I think that was me.
It's definitely you.
For your bachelor party.
It's been definitely you, multiple times.
No, that's not you.
It was somebody else, and it was just like, I can't believe I have to chase Nobody likes chasing people down for money. It's such a jerk.
Especially move. Friends.
Such a jerk move. Now, usually does it happen because they don't have the money?
It's either, well, it's got to be either they don't have the money, they forgot about it, or right. a third version, they don't think they owe it anymore. They right. forgot about the conversation.
Right. So I think root of our podcast, communication.
Yeah.
The longer you let it linger, the longer you are going to be stewing about this. So you need clarity.
This just reminds me, just brought it out. You know, when you, this is kind of the reverse. You know, when you ask someone for a favor, but then they don't like do the favor right away. And you have to be like, yeah, you said you're going to, and you have to follow up on the favor. And I'm just like, well, just, you said you were gonna, right.
I know it's tough.
People are not very.
Listen, this is why I lean towards use favors and ask for favors sparingly.
Yeah.
I think that's my golden rules. Like, do them, don't charge for them, be happy to do it, pay it forward, don't look at it as a tit for tat, but I do think do it sparingly. And I'm not like, oh, only do it with your super close friends. I think people can ask favors that aren't your, you know, BFFs. It's just levels too, right? It's like, hey, somebody is asking you a favor sometimes at a coffee shop, watching my computer. That's a favor, but like, who cares? It's nothing, you do it.
But we happen to have surrounded ourselves with people who are very conscientious.
No, are you saying conscientious?
Yeah, conscientious. Conscientious?
What is happening? Your brain is literally breaking.
How do you say it?
Conscientious.
Very conscientious. So like, you know, I think when we ask our inner circle or the Plainview crew, like their guys are going to get it done. They'll respond to the call. I did this. They send you a follow-up. Yeah. This doesn't happen that often with us, but... Right.
When somebody doesn't come through on a favor that you asked for.
Yes. Yeah. Like, hey, you said you were going to like get me these tickets. The show's coming up.
That's the worst.
Let's go back to collecting the money.
Yeah. So I think you got to get clarity.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a time thing of it, right? Like sometimes you're like, dude, it's been a freaking month.
Yeah.
And then you're getting angry, you know?
I have a pitch for you.
Yeah.
What if you send a Venmo? What's it called? Like a Venmo request.
Yeah. I mean, that's the simplest way.
Is that passive aggressive?
No, but that's what you should do right away.
Yeah.
That's what you should do right away. I think that's the best way is like whatever it was you want the money for. What was this for?
Graphic design.
Right. Yeah. You should send the Venmo right away. And presumably this was discussed up front.
Said they discussed it.
Right. So did
initially,
the right thing.
Initially promised to pay me.
Right. So I don't know if they specified an amount. So that might be a little bit of it, right? If there's any sort of ambiguity, you get into an issue.
Right.
I always have found anytime I've gotten myself in trouble, didn't clarify what the price was, didn't clarify what the scope of the work was. That's why you have to do all that. That's grown-up stuff. Like when you're not a grown-up and you ask somebody to do something for you that's professional and they say, okay, I'm going to charge you. And that's where you just leave it.
Right.
That's where you get in trouble. When afterwards you go, hey, you owe me $800. And they go, $800? We never talked about that. And then that's also on you.
Yeah.
You both need to clarify the actual amount and scope of the work up front. So if you didn't do that, it could be a little on you. We don't have all those details, but let's just assume that they did. You should have sent the Venmo right away. But now you're in a situation where it's lingered and now it's causing a problem with your relationship.
Right.
I think you just say, is everything okay? Like, what's going on? Like, you know, the work I did was, were you satisfied with the work?
Right.
Because I haven't gotten payment, you know, and I'm sure you're probably just busy.
Yeah.
Give them an out for why. I think that's my one. It's like, give them a little out so they don't like feel humiliated or whatever. It'd be like, I'm sure you're slammed. Happens to me all the time with clients. I'll just resend you my invoice. So that way you've now clarified.
Another thing we could do is not send the final until you've gotten paid.
Well, yeah, but then you're causing like, you know, stuff between your friends, obviously, but first communicate first, you know?
What if they're like, don't have the money right now?
Right. So that's what I was going to say. The other part is just like, I think this happens a lot with friends. Mm-hmm. You go away, you fronted the money, a month goes by, you didn't get the money and you fronted the money and that friend doesn't have the money. They don't want to say that.
Right.
So now you're in that situation or whatever it is, you did something for a friend, you know, you did whatever, graphic design, and the friend doesn't have the money and they don't want to say it, but maybe you know it. You're saying, what if you know they don't have the money?
Yeah. Well, no, what if they say it?
Yeah, if they say it, then you have two options, right? Like what you do with a regular client, you say, look, we can go on a payment plan. I can defer it.
I thought you were going to say, look, we can do this the easy way.
Yeah, the hard way, break your arm.
Yeah.
Or you just say, you know, I don't usually do this, but you're a friend. Like, why don't we just call it X amount?
Or and, what can you pay?
Yeah. Yeah. But I think you should be in charge of that, because then you're going to get hosed.
Right.
And then you never do that again for the friend.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, you treat them like, there's two things, right? Like, there's the client part of it. It's a client who didn't pay. You're not going to do business with them again. And that's why you don't always want to mix business with pleasure, especially with friends who can't pay.
Right.
You don't want to get into business with a friend who can't pay.
Right.
But the friendship of it all, you know, if they do right by you on some way, like if they pay half and they were broke, like, I think you let that go a little. If that's the reason.
You could bring some bartering in if they're never going to pay you.
Yeah.
You know?
I think if you value the relationship and it's a money issue, then you figure out a way to make it work. Because like, if you like that friend and it's a financial thing and they screwed up, I'm not saying that they're right. They're wrong. Right. But it happens. We have friends that go through financial hard times, and sometimes it comes back on you a little bit. And hopefully it's not enough of an amount of money that you're like, I can't believe they did that. I'm never going to talk to them again. But if it is a lot of money, then yeah, it could be a friendship ender.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't have the money, there's kind of no win situation there. You're not going to like go to small claims court.
No, right. What you're going to do is like, is there a way to make this relationship still work in light of that?
Right.
In light of your friend never paying you back on something.
I mean, if they made a legitimate mistake, something happened in the interim, not a whole lot you could do.
How many friendship groups have somebody who didn't pay somebody back ever on something?
Yeah.
So are we now going to say, hey, cut that person out? No, of course not. Right. But I do think what I would like to impart on people is, when you get into business with friends, you can't treat that like a friendship. You have to treat it like a regular client if there's money on the line.
Right.
Because otherwise you get into this weird space where now you're now disliking somebody that you really like because of this business thing that you messed up, both of you.
So what about the friend, the payer?
Right.
Like, they first of all, you shouldn't just dodge the guy.
No. You have to come clean.
Yeah.
You have to tell him why. If it's the money, you got to tell him. I know that's embarrassing. I know that's that like wounds your pride. You can't duck. Look, I know we all want to duck the tax man. We all want to duck the bill collector. Yeah. We want to shut the lights off when the utility guy comes to the house.
Isn't your accountant ducking you?
A whole separate side. Okay.
He's like, I can't deal with you right now.
Yeah, he was like, there's too much going on. It wasn't just me. It's just apparently a lot of people are having complex tax years.
Got it. Yeah.
So I think for that person, like, just be a grown-up.
Yeah.
Be a grown-up. You have to communicate with your friends. You can't duck your friends. It's not healthy. It's not going to lead to a better outcome. If you care about that person, you may be ending a friendship. Yeah, you're just making it worse.
The graphic designer, if the friend came to them 1 week later, whenever it was due, and said, dude, some shit went down. Right. Like, okay, let's
give them a chance, as your friend to go, okay, well, I'll work with you on this.
Yeah, I mean, ducking is not gonna. Although ducking, sometimes I just want to.
Feels good.
Not
feels
money, good. Not money. Just
anything.
Conflict.
Oh, anything. Duck, who doesn't want to duck a conflict?
I know, and I keep thinking about
avoidance. Avoidance is it's so great. Just get in the bath. Slide
But I'm typically not very avoidant. But like every once in a while, I'm just like,
I just think there's a part of human nature that. You know?
Yeah, this will just go away.
Yeah, just this will go away. Oh, if I just ignore my property tax bill, it'll go away.
Sometimes, because you know, I delete all my texts when I'm done dealing with the situation at hand or the conversation.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I'll be like, well, if I delete this text,
this doesn't exist. How about the fact that like most people who are in jail in LA just started with a parking ticket they ignored?
God, it's horrible. Yeah. Yeah, it festers.
Festers. Like a festering boil.
So like every question we've ever gotten, communication is key. Your friends aren't mind readers. Come clean. Don't duck.
And establish the money up front.
Yes, up front. I think this actually article talks about scope creep, which is like you got to say what you're going to do.
What did I say? I said you got to say the scope, not just the money. Because then somebody goes, wait, you said 50 an hour. And they're like, yeah, that was 500 hours. You owe me 25 grand.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I mean, I guess you could also say, hey, if it's going to be more than 5 hours, let me know.
Right. Because again, you got to know if you're signing up for a $10,000 job or a $600 job.
Yeah, it's like Theo.
Exactly.
He's like, oh, that took 12,000 hours. Yeah, like, oh, shit.
Oh, Theo. Hey, take it easy, buddy.
I mean, I just had a bus as well because I assume he's sitting here the whole time.
That's great.
Asking for a friend.
All right. That was Asking for a Friend. If you have a friendship question, send it to us on Instagram, Man of the Year Podcast, and we will answer it on the show. So what do we learn today?
Favors can be fraught.
Very fraught. When you're asking for a favor, keep in mind the person. Is it their day job? Is it their hobby? How busy are they? How many other people are asking them for a favor?
Yeah. And if you're the person getting asked the favor, I say, you know, generally err on kindness and doing it and, you know, paying it forward in the world and all that, but only if it fits in with your life. I honestly think as you get older, it's harder to do favors for people because you're busy. And if you can't do it, you know, maybe just, you know, politely decline. You know, I think that's another thing we didn't totally get into, how to decline a favor. Mm. You know, so there's the, hey, I'm just really slammed. I can't do it right now. Or it's just, you know, I really just don't do non-paid things. If it's my work thing, I really just don't do that for anybody.
Yeah.
Or you just do Decaro away.
Pass. You'd say, you know, I'll get you next time. I promise. It's just a crazy time. And by the way, if you're the favor asker and someone turns down your favor, like you have to be like, okay, no problem.
Yes.
Let's see.
Right, you can't be like, I can't believe you won't drive me to the airport.
Unless they owe you a favor.
Unless you just drove them to the airport.
Exactly. Let's see if we screwed anything up. This is
Erroneous with Thelonious.
Oh, he's typing his little computer. That means he's got something. His little netbook.
I was just checking my notes, but looks like it was pretty clean today. Surprising.
Clean show. Wow, a dig. So if you guys have any shouts, send them in on Instagram. We will shout your friends or you on the pod. Let's shout our friend Kate. She's our graphic designer. She designed our logo, which I feel bad because it's actually blocked in the YouTube.
Well, he'll show a clip.
Yeah.
I think we may actually owe her money.
I think we owe her money.
After listening to this episode together, I was like, the whole time that's been lingering in the back. I'm like, do we owe her?
Yeah. Oh my God. We don't owe her a lot, but I think that just in the...
Really undercuts our argument.
Right. It's the fog of favors.
The fog of favors.
Yeah, she was doing it and then she went out of town.
All right, well, we'll hit you up. We'll hit you up, Kate.
But besides Kate, be good to yourself, be good to your friends.
Love you, buddy.